Welcome to BlindBargains.com coverage of CSUN 2017. From braille displays to video magnifiers, we're bringing you the dish on the hottest new products, apps, and more. Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
The Journal of Visual Impairment and Blindness is an essential professional resource and the journal of record on issues related to blindness and vision loss. Subscribe now and get immediate access to news from the field, current research and best practice information, and a calendar of events. For more information, go to www.jvib.org.
Now, here's JJ Meadow.
We're here at the Blind Bargain Suite here at CSUN 2017, and we are talking with a couple of people from the Defense Logistics Agency, and very interesting stuff here to talk about. Noel Romy's with me, as well as Christina Larson, and talking about the DLA and the importance of that and some of the cool things they have going on. Guys, welcome to Blind Bargains.
Thank you.
So I'll start with you, Christina. Why don't you tell me a little bit what the DLA is and why would you come to CSUN?
Well, the Defense Logistics Agency is a Defense Department agency, and we're primarily a logistics organization. The short version is that we provide stuff to the soldier, sailor, airman, and give them the right item at the right time at the right price. So about $34 billion dollars worth of stuff annually. And DLA employs about 25,000 people, and we manage 9 supply chains. If we were on the Fortune 100 list, we would be about number 49. So DLA is very progressive about employing people with disabilities. And part of my job and Noel's job is to help people in the 508 office. We're really dual-headed. We're serving as a focal point for information for accessibility, and we are engaging with the rest of the enterprise about best practices for accessibility. And of course, CSUN is the place to learn about all the new technology so we can promote accessibility and also support our users. We run a remedy group in our ticketing system. So if you are a person with disabilities working at DLA and you're having some issues with your equipment or your software, the ticket comes to us and we work to resolve issues and support users.
And I'm guessing confidentially, you can't tell me exactly how many, but out of 25,000, you have a fair amount of people that you're supporting, right?
We do, hundreds.
Awesome. So you come to CSUN, you're going to see some of the latest technology and perhaps learn about some of the new note takers or screen readers or other things. How does that apply to your job? If you have someone who just got a job with DLA, how would you support them and make sure that they have the technology that they need?
Well, we hear about it first from, the employees engaging with their supervisor, and the supervisor is looking at the job that the employee does. And the employee makes something called a reasonable accommodation request. For example, if you are a low vision employee and you need a screen magnifier, you can go to your supervisor and say, hey, I'm looking at a computer all day long and I need something to make the print bigger so I can see it. So that's where it starts. The supervisor will then come to us and we do evaluations and we can recommend the appropriate screen magnifier for that employee, or if an employee needs a screen reader, screen magnifier to be used together, we also make those types of recommendations.
When you say appropriate, if I came to you as a screen magnifier user and I already say, well, I'm already familiar with Zoom Text or I'm already familiar with Magic, does that weigh into the decision? Can you authorize the purchase of a program that the client is already familiar with?
We can in cases where that is already on our approved list. But absolutely, we definitely try to make that accommodation. We want to keep them with a product that they're familiar with. However, on the other side of that, we're also testing to see what works best on our network. But right now, we do have a variety of screen magnifiers and screen readers that we can offer.
As an addition, one of the things that I want to do is test NVDA, as an example, on our network. And the problem that we're having is that some of the security things that we have to deal with don't allow us to use things like open source things in our infrastructure. So I want to test it and see if we can get it approved, because having access to a secondary screen reader where we can, at least have the ability to tell people, hey, if it doesn't work here, people already have access to Firefox in our agency. Mm-hmm. So they can load up Firefox if they need to, if something doesn't work. And you,
which is essentially open source for those who aren't familiar, as a web browser.
Yep. Yeah. And with Windows 10 coming to our agency in the near future, they will be able to use Narrator. We heard with Microsoft's, some of Microsoft's sessions, I don't know if you guys have, you Blind Bargains has covered in the past, the advances of Narrator.
Yeah, especially in the Creators kind of Update.
In the Creators Update, that will help us because that offers a somewhat reasonable alternative screen reader. Because right now we're kind of locked in.
Sure. Cost play a factor if someone needs, and I'm not sure if you guys offer this, but say someone needs a Braille display, which is a more expensive accommodation. Does cost become a factor, or are you able to provide the accommodations regardless of cost that someone needs?
We work with the CAP office, which is another DOD agency. It's the Computer Accommodations Program, and they are centrally funded. So that's been a big help to us because they will buy equipment for anyone in DOD. And we do have Braille display readers. Mm-hmm. Noel has one.
Yeah, I have a Braille display, and they're funded by the Pentagon itself. So anybody that works for a number of agencies is funded by them. And if you need it, I mean, you go to a website. You know, when you get hired on, you go to a website, and as long as you have it approved by your local agency, that it fits in with the infrastructure of that agency, that it is approved, you know, like, hey, is it going to work here? We had an issue with somebody who needed a note taker, and we had somebody did a security risk assessment, which is this multi-page document, and it got failed because it was a Braille sense, which can go on to the network. And we told them that the user ultimately said, I'm not going to put it on the network. I'm going to use it to take notes. And so that's ultimately what happened, is that they ended up using it as I use my Braille sense, which is purchased for work, off of the network as a standalone thing. So we try to be as flexible as we can with our accommodations and with the systems that we have.
And that goes to explain sometimes why you might see HumanWare with the Brilliant actually tout as a feature that you can't connect it to the internet, or you can't do some of the advanced features. Because sometimes there are situations in government or education where you actually want more of a dumb terminal, for lack of a better term.
Yep. And that's another reason why they wanted somebody like me who has the knowledge about assistive technology, and one of the reasons why they recruited me to work in the capacity that I do.
So you're the go-to AT guy.
Yeah, because I know I'm one of them. We have several on our team.
Okay.
But I have the knowledge. I'm kind of, they kind of come to me for a lot of the JAWS knowledge.
Okay, do you specialize on blindness, low vision?
Yes. There's another person on our team that does, that also uses JAWS, but I'm kind of one of the really advanced.
Okay.
Yes.
Just to circle back to jobs quickly, being in government, and because of the accommodation process and what's available, it's perhaps one of the easier areas for a blind person to get a job, at least in the fact that you can get the accommodations that you need, where you generally shouldn't be told, well, you can't get this job, and we're not going to give you accommodations. So if someone wants to explore that avenue, what's the best way to look and see what types of jobs are available?
They would go to usajobs.gov. I mean, that is your one-stop shop for any federal government job.
If you don't mind me asking, did you get it through that?
Yes.
As opposed to networking?
Yeah, no. You can also go through a Schedule A hiring authority, which is like networking. You would go and you would talk to the EEO people. That's non-competitive. So you would go and you'd talk to somebody you know in an EEO department and say, hey, I have these skills. Can I get in non-competitively? And you can do that. It's completely legal, and it's there for persons with disabilities.
Well, cool. We just have just a couple minutes left, but you've been working on some other initiatives and some other things. Just tell me about that quickly.
So I'm working on my Master's in Business Administration, and as part of my capstone, we have some users that are and programs that are coming in. We have training problems as far as teaching people how to use certain applications. And I kind of thought of the idea, taking kind of blind bargains lead in teaching people how to do certain things in our infrastructure by showing them using audio. And so that's never been done, as far as we're aware, in the DoD. And so I have to, you know, go and meet with all kinds of different people to get things approved and to make this happen.
It's a little different. If we want to do a podcast on blind bargains, we just say we're going to do a podcast and we've done it.
You want I have to get it approved because it has to be available publicly on a public network, and it's...
So will each one, each episode that you record, will have to go through a vetting process of some sort?
Maybe. I don't know how that's going to... That's why
it's public-facing material, right?
It's public-facing material. Either that, it may end up being private-facing material, but ultimately we want to make sure they have... Everybody has access to government iPhones, which have voiceover, which is great. But if they have government iPhones, we want to have that material, those tutorials. Or, I mean, I want to ultimately have a podcast for 508 issues and assistive technology issues related to our mission every, you know, month. And we want to have that available for users every, you know, on their iPhones, users to have on their DAISY devices and that kind of thing. And that's why this is a capstone. That's why this is, you know, capstone's the last thing you do after your MBA is done. That's why it's so complex.
Well, good luck with that. And it sounds like you're well on your way and you have a lot formulated towards the final end goal. And maybe we will see what you've produced, or maybe it'll be private, but either way.
Well, we hope it, I mean, it may not be something that would make much sense to anybody outside of our organization, but, you know, we hope that it would be something that would help other people get jobs or whatever.
Well, cool. If people want to get more information about DLA or to get a hold of you guys, what's the best way to do that?
I would say just start at www.dla.mil, and it's also got information. I know that our equal employment officers also participate in various job fairs. So I would just say stay tuned to the website and stay tuned to USA Jobs.
Awesome. Hey, thanks, guys. Really appreciate sharing some of the information, and hopefully it can benefit some people, perhaps if they're looking for jobs or just curious how some of the processes in government work. So thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks for having us.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys, online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2017.